Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number four of our radio program. 3 hours in, and I've been here for 5 years at CBS Sports Radio. This is the most fun I've ever had doing a show. And I was on the air for many big moments. Like when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were coming to Brooklyn. Was on the air. UMBC taking down Virginia. I was on the air. Big NFL trades. I was on the air. Some crazy, awful moments, too. I was on the air. A lot of history here in the last 5 years that we've been through. And there's a lot of memorable shows. But I think with the storyline of this show, with the arrogance of Hot Take Hickey, and just the blind loyalty that he has to his football team, there's still 59 minutes for this show to become boring, lethargic, pedestrian, but I don't think it's going to happen. I got on the air tonight and I said, this is Christmas in March for this show. Panthers to the number one pick. Bears go down to 9. DJ Moore to Chicago. And even with probably the best news, the Panthers reportedly want C.J. Stroud with the number one overall pick. That means the guy that Hickey wants for his Colts, Bryce Young, is going to get swooped up by the Houston Texans. That is what probably will happen. And now there's a storyline to follow. Because Hickey in hour number one, it's over. It's over. My team didn't get Bryce Young. And then in hour number two, hold up. Wait a second. Y'all thought I was finished? Nuh-uh-uh. Because then all of a sudden, Hickey is now talking himself into this idea that the Texans are going to pass on Bryce Young because they had interest in Jimmy Garoppolo and they're going to get Jimmy Garoppolo and Anthony Richardson. And I know Hickey doesn't actually believe that. But this is what he has to do. He has to latch on to something because he's a sycophant for those Indianapolis Colts. He has to latch on to something to make him think there is still a chance that his guy, Bryce Young, is going to wind up in Indianapolis.
Wait. No, I do believe that. I think it's a real possibility. Again, what I've said.
No, you
don't. If they sign Jimmy Garoppolo, you are not then drafting Bryce Young.
And then once again,
you are drafting Anthony Richardson or Will Levis because you are starting Jimmy G in 2023 and developing the raw talent, if you will, like the 49ers did, which a lot of the 49ers staff is in Houston.
You could talk about it, but when you were going through the draft order and I said, what do you think will happen? You said C.J. Stroud 1, Bryce Young 2. So you give yourself a little hope. I'm going to be fully honest with you, Hickey. I hope everything I said on this show tonight, I hope the party that I threw at your expense tonight, I end up being wrong. I am now rooting, even though I started off the show by saying, I want the Texans to get Bryce Young. I hope in 2 months from now, when we're in Kansas City, you punch me in the face and you go, yeah, we got Bryce Young. I hope that happens. It would be fun. I would be very happy for my friend Ryan Hickey to finally be happy in his football fandom for like the first time in the last 7 years or so.
I would love that too, yeah.
But okay. It ain't happening.
Oh, I knew it was too good to be true.
It ain't happening.
It was too good to be true. Well, that was a fun 30 seconds.
Oh, can I just be honest? What I really hope happens here?
What is that?
One, C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Two, Anthony Richardson.
Okay, now we're talking.
Three, Will Anderson to the Cardinals.
All right. Yes, yes.
Four.
Yes.
Will Levis.
The Colts get their guy and
Will
don't
Levis.
Have to trade anywhere.
Will Levis.
I am in.
Will Levis.
I am in for Bryce Young at four without giving up any assets. That's what I heard.
Thank you.
I didn't even hear
thank
any
you.
Other quarterback you mentioned.
Thank you. Folks over there, thank you. Just clip that audio when I'm saying Will Levis and Hickey's like, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. That's music to my ears. All right, out of 100, what do you think the chances are that your team gets Bryce Young still? Because in the first, you're all over the place. In the first hour, it was ding-dong, the witch is dead. Second hour, up, there's a chance. Third hour, not so much. And now, you're all over the place. Give
right
me a number.
Now,
give me a number.
Realistically, 25%.
That they get Bryce Young.
That they get Bryce Young.
So you don't think they're getting Bryce Young?
But I just told you, the only hope is if they sign, Jimmy Garoppolo to me is the barometer of where the Texans are going. There's reports that there's internal push for Jimmy G. You sign Jimmy G, to me that tells me that you're going for a project. Now, again, that could all change come draft day. That's how I'm operating, and those percentages, I'll say, not skyrocket, but they increase dramatically. If we're sitting here this time next week, Adam Schefter, breaking news, Texans sign.
Oh, stop.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is there anything about George, your podcast host, Bremer, that I should know that I don't know?
I don't think
so. Have you guys ever shared like a drink or anything on that podcast or anything?
No.
No? Not at all?
Considering George, I have not seen George in person.
Okay. I don't know if he did so on Zoom. I'm going to send a direct message to George right now.
Oh, no.
Good luck with Hickey tonight. You may want to pour... Oh, I spelled pour incorrectly. You may want to pour yourself a glass of vodka before you do the show.
Yeah, he's going to need it. I'm going to ask George if I'm just going to let me just...
He's going
to
be a therapist.
Go loose for, I'll say, 3 minutes.
He is going to be a therapist tonight. If you want to call the Hickey Helpline, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Because I'm telling you, I'm actually looking forward to your podcast. And also, by the way, the Hot Take Hickey Hour on CBS Sports Radio tonight from, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern?
Not looking forward to that show.
Oh, what? Bro, you got to get the fandom out.
I can't help it. That's my problem.
I know.
That is my problem.
But that you still got to learn how to do a radio show while being a fan.
I'm going to do the radio show. I'm going to do. I hopefully do a good job. I'm going to be a professional.
Is Pat Boyle over there? You want to host tonight?
This is not going to be amateur hour. I'm not going to be crying for 4 hours about how the Colts lost out and woe is me. That's not who I am. We're going to be
professional. That's what you should do.
We're going to talk about the move. We're going to talk about the losers.
No.
Talk about the winners.
No. Wrong.
C.J. Stroud, you're going to do that. Okay. Be my guest.
Wrong. You have three topics tonight. It's the Bears. It all goes back to one topic, but you have three topics tonight. The Bears side of it, the Panther side of it, and the personal side of it. Those are the only three things you talk about tonight. And I'm sure you'll give some shout-out to Penn State along the way, too.
Well, that is uplifting my spirits. Yeah. Big Ten semifinal.
That's about 30 seconds of your show tonight, Penn State.
That might be the lead, actually, I think.
Okay.
7-1 the last eight.
Spike, we need to talk about the program schedule. We need to reconfigure the Saturday night overnight.
I don't know what NFL news you're talking about. Everyone I see is talking about March Madness.
You have three topics tonight. Panthers, Bears, and then yourself. That's it. All righty. Onsides, offsides, five questions, five answers. This every Monday and Friday. Hot Take Hickey. If you're still breathing and alive with us on the other side of the glass.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Hickey.
All right, biggest story of the day.
Ryan Hickey cursing last night on CBS Sports Radio.
I wish, honestly.
I heard it all on the network. I heard it on CBS Sports Network as well on TV with Boomer and Geo. DA played it. That was the talk of the office today. Until you then became the story once again where everyone was checking on you as if we were at your wake to go talk to you
pretty much, even though you'd be dead, when people were going up to you wanting to just talk to you about the whole trade in the draft.
My only regret is not waiting to use that F-bomb 24 hours later. That's my only regret.
By the way, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Whoa, what did you say?
So if you get one freebie.
Oh, I thought you dropped an F-bomb again.
No.
I heard the F-word. I was like, whoa. And if you want to check out my reaction to Hickey cursing, Cap was rolling, so you can get that at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio. Go follow on Twitter, and you can see me react to Hickey cursing. People say it was pretty funny. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, Hickster, what do we got?
Biggest story of the day, the Bears have traded the number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
They go from 1 to 9. The Panthers jump from 9 to 1. And not only do they make the big move today, Zach, it is also being reported that they are now circling in on one specific quarterback. Joe Person of The Athletic is reporting that the Panthers, at least right now.
That sounds like such a fake name too, Joe Person.
Joe Person. Think he's in the witness protection program?
Potentially.
If that's the case, great for him in terms of building up a second life.
Well, if he was in the witness protection program, that would be stupid making him in the public eye.
Well, I'm assuming you change your name, change your identity.
Yeah, but they would still be able to identify what you look like.
Well, he's a writer, so maybe that's what, you know.
He's on TV all the time.
Is he?
Yeah, you see his face everywhere.
I could not pick him out of the lineup.
At a Panthers practice, you see Joe Person's face all over the place.
Yes, that is true.
I used to go to quite a few Panthers practices, if you may recall.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Many years ago.
You're going to be at some Nebraska Cornhusker, like, 5 a.m. winter workout practices?
No, but I am debating taking a trip to Nebraska this year. Nebraska-Michigan do play. I think I may be taking that trip.
I would highly suggest it. I've heard great things about Nebraska. Great game day atmosphere.
Yeah.
All right, but back to, unfortunately, the big story of the day. Panthers now sitting there at number one. And
maybe Nebraska-Penn State we go. Show out there.
I don't think they play this year. I would definitely
down
do that
the road.
If they do in 2028 when there's like 400 members in the Big Ten and they finally play everyone one time.
What are you trying to run me out of this studio already?
No, I'm saying like there's just so many teams. They're barely going to play now. So, Joe Person, he is the Panthers beat reporter saying that they are circling in on C.J. Stroud as their pick at number one. Onsides or offsides, C.J. Stroud is the right pick for the Panthers at number one.
Offside.
Offside.
And here's why. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I like C.J. Stroud a lot. I just like Bryce Young better. I was more impressed with Bryce Young, who did more with less this year. And we didn't see C.J. Stroud use his legs until the last game of the season where he was magnificent, but he had a lot more talent around him. Young, who is smaller, that's a reason why he probably won't go number one. But if you watch the play, Young was the better quarterback.
Let's talk about another team, another quarterback. That is the Miami Dolphins, because earlier today they are reportedly going to pick up Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option. Now, this guarantees the former number five overall pick $23.2 million in 2024. There have been conflicting reports these last few weeks where Josephine Anderson reported that the Dolphins are looking at all options at quarterback. Earlier this week, Jeff Darlington of ESPN reported that not only are the Dolphins not interested in Lamar Jackson, that Mike McDaniel feels that Tua is the perfect fit for his offense. Onsides or offsides, Tua will be the Dolphins' starting quarterback in 2024.
That's so tough. I guess it depends on the injury. Like, if he just has a foot injury, yeah, he will be. But if he has another head injury, we got to start talking about retirement for Tua Tagovailoa. So you asked me this is for 2024?
2024.
I'll hold my nose when I do this, but I'll say onsides.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks and how long they'll be with their current team, Rams general manager Les Snead spoke to the media on Thursday and said that while he's trying to reconstruct the roster, players like Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Aaron Donald are cornerstone players. He mentioned building around them, not selling them off for scraps. Now, this came hours after former GM Mike Lombardi told Pat McAfee that the Rams are, in fact, trying to trade Stafford. Onsides or offsides, Matthew Stafford will not be the Rams starter week one.
Offside.
Offside.
I don't think they're going to be able to trade him. He's going to play. So you don't think he's going to be the Rams starter week one? I'm just asking.
I would say he probably will be. Yeah, I don't think he's tradable.
Yeah, I think they want to trade him. I just don't think they can. All right, next question.
All right. Geno Smith and Daniel Jones, they both got paid this week after productive 2022 seasons. Now looking ahead to next year, the big question is, can they replicate their success? Smith will have the benefit of a great 1-2 punch with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, plus a healthy Kenneth Walker Jr. Jones, on the other hand, will have Saquon Barkley at least for 2023, but does need some help at receiver. Onsides or offsides, Geno Smith will have the better 2023 season than Daniel Jones.
Yes. I just think Geno Smith, A, he had a better year last year, up against Daniel Jones when you compare the two quarterbacks. But you look at the situation to succeed. I know he has Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. I don't know what Daniel Jones has outside of Saquon Barkley, who was on the tag. I don't think someone's going to sign into a contract and then give up 2 first-round picks for a running back. So you know I'll have Saquon, but I don't know who he's throwing the football to. So therefore, I will trust Geno Smith more than Daniel Jones.
And finally, to wrap up here, going back to the big story of the day, Bears-Panthers trade. In that trade from Carolina to go from 9-1, they did give away great receiver DJ Moore, who now will be in Chicago with Justin Fields. He gets his wide receiver number one. DJ Moore was very productive in Carolina, 3 straight years of over 1,100 yards from 2019 to 2021. Now he will be with Justin Fields. Onsides or offsides, DJ Moore will go for over 1,100 receiving yards next season.
Ooh, great question. 1,100 receiving yards for DJ Moore. Now, he had 1,157 in 2021, 1,193 in 2020, and 1,175 in 2019. Last year, with basically Hickey playing quarterback, you know who the best quarterback was last year for the Panthers? Who would you say?
Honestly, Sam Darnold. Like, I'm trying to think of even the third quarterback that played.
P.J. Walker?
Yeah, I guess that's right. He did play a little bit too. Right? He got that one win where people are like, oh, make him the starter. Can't get the job back.
I forget what NFL video it was the other day, but they did the top 10 throws of the season. And P.J. Walker was the number one throw.
The Hail Mary. That was a great throw.
Against the Falcons?
In a game they lost. Because DJ Moore took his helmet off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But anyway, if he had 888 yards last year with no quarterbacks, and in 2021 he really didn't have a quarterback as well, and he had 1,157 yards, he has to be 1,100 yards with Justin Fields. My concern isn't DJ Moore, it's Justin Fields. And I like Justin Fields. But I think DJ Moore is going to ball out. I think it's going to be great for Fields. So I will go onsides. He'll have more than 1,100 yards. All righty. It's 5 questions, 5 answers, onsides, offsides. We will take a break. We'll come on back. We'll get more reaction with this Bears-Panthers trade. Once again, the details, if you're just tuning in, Bears get the 9th and 61st pick of this year's draft, the first round pick in 2024 from the Panthers, second round pick for the Panthers in 2025 and DJ Moore, and the Panthers get the number one overall pick. And Joe Person from The Athletic believes that C.J. Stroud will be the first pick for the Carolina Panthers in the draft coming up in Kansas City at the end of next month. We'll take a break. We'll do a QB carousel next, where we'll talk to John Gambadora, who does a great job covering the Cardinals and hosting a daily talk show out in the desert in Arizona. And we'll try to figure out what the Cardinals are going to do with the 3rd overall pick. Are they going to go maybe trade that pick and have a team like the Colts or the Raiders move up to number 3? We'll talk to Gambo next.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple $100 into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The Arizona Cardinals.
All right, let's talk to John Gambadora, who does a great job. Longtime afternoon drive host out there in the desert, who's stopping by right now. Big news in the NFL today. Panthers moving up to the 1 spot. Bears falling back down to 9. We know quarterbacks here to go 1 and 2 in this draft. Who? Your guess is as good as mine, but we do know that the Panthers will be taking a quarterback and the Texans. So, John, now in at number three, the Cardinals have an interesting decision. Do you trade the pick and move back a few spots to one of these teams that want a quarterback, or do you think you take the best non-quarterback off the board?
Zach, I think you take Will Anderson. They need an edge rusher. They need to pressure the quarterback. They cut Marcus Golden today. J.J. Watt's retired. Who knows if they're going to be able to keep Zach Allen or not. Vance Joseph and the Broncos may come calling. I think you just take the best. I think you take the best edge rusher. You could trade back, but how far back do you want to go? I don't want to go back more than, you know, a couple of spots if I'm going to trade the pick.
Ideally, I guess you'd want to call up the Colts and probably do that right now and see what they want to do to move into the three spot.
Dream scenario, right? If you could go from three to four, let them take a quarterback, and then you still get Anderson. I mean, and you pick up a second-round pick in the process, and then you trade DeAndre Hopkins, and you get a second-round pick. That's a jackpot for Monty Austin-Ford. He'd have a slew of picks, and he could start to rebuild this roster.
I can't ask you what the early returns are like on him because he's barely had the job. But what have you been hearing about Monty Austin-Ford?
You know, this is the last regime. Steve Keim did a good job with trades. You know, he traded for Carson Palmer. He traded for Chandler Jones. It was the drafts. The drafts were not very good. And you know, taking Isaiah Simmons, and look, they drafted Hassan Reddick, and then they didn't use him correctly. No, I didn't use him correctly. And then he goes to Carolina, has a great year, and then he goes to Philly, and part of a team with four guys with 10 sacks. So they just didn't draft very well. They drafted the wrong positions, you know. And then they traded their first-round pick last year for Hollywood Brown when they needed a center, and Rodney Hudson doesn't play. So we don't know enough about Monty right now. He's new. He's never been a GM before. There's no track record. You're just hoping that he can nail some of these drafts.
What was the reaction on the Gannon hire?
Mixed.
What was your reaction?
I wish they would have got a coach that had experience, and it didn't have to be Sean Payton. I would have liked Brian Flores. I would have liked Flores. I think he would have been good. Now, Gannon may be good, but it's another first-time coach. Cliff was a first-time coach. Now, you got a first-time coach. He has three cycles in a row. They're going with first-time coaches with no experience. So I would have rather hired a coach with some experience. To me, you know, Flores would have been a great hire if they could have got him. But we don't know. Maybe Gannon will be great. Let's just hope he's not the first coach fired in this cycle of new coaches.
John Gambadoro here with us. Was the Payton move ever close to happening? Because when they had that meeting, and there was a time for like a week where everyone thought it was like going to happen, it seemed like.
There's no way Michael Bidwell was going to spend that type of money on Sean Payton, plus give up the draft pick. Yeah, I didn't think there was ever that was a pipe dream. I didn't think there was ever any chance. There's a reason why they interviewed him last. They were hoping somebody would hire him, so they wouldn't, you know. But then there's a reason they were the last team to interview Sean Payton. They spent 8 hours with him. They let him leave. They didn't make him an offer. They didn't try to. There was no way they were going to get Sean Payton. You know, this organization doesn't have money the way other organizations do. They don't spend. The cap's one thing. Cash money's another thing. They don't spend the cash that the Rams do and the 49ers do and a lot of other teams do. It's a family business. You know, Michael doesn't have a high-tech company that he owns that he's making all this money on. This is what he has. So they never would have spent that type of money on Sean Payton. No way.
You're very much well aware of the Kelvin Beecham comments from yesterday, John Gambadoro. good job by you guys. Were you surprised? Like, we all know that is the legit answer, but are you surprised that he said it?
You know what? I'm doing the interview. He's a great guy. And by the way, he's doing a great thing. He's building a well in Zambia to help people have fresh, clean drinking water. He's doing a great thing. So we promoted that for him. I tried to hit him a little bit with Hard Knocks first. I was like, hey, give me something that didn't make Hard Knocks that everybody want to know about, that you guys are like, oh my God, I'm so glad that didn't make it on Hard Knocks. And he didn't really bite, right? And I was hoping to get just something juicy, right? Something juicy, like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. But he didn't go there. So then, we're down to like the last minute, you know how this stuff works. And down to the last minute of the interview, I'm like, hey, I got one more question. I say, hey, Kyler Murray, you know, what does he got to do? He says, grow up. I said, to follow it up. Well, you give me an example. He's got to be a man. He's got to be a leader. No, I didn't expect it. It wasn't we didn't talk about it. It was just something I was like, hey, let me get one more in and see what he says about Kyler Murray. It wasn't trying to bait him or anything. I just wanted to see what he said about the guy that he was blocking for all those games.
And I think a lot of the locker room says that, because I want to play this. We had Buda Baker at the Super Bowl, and I just simply asked him, does he believe in the leadership style of Kyler Murray? And this is what Buda Baker had to say, John Gambadora.
Kyler is a great QB. He's a winner. He's been winning since he was a young guy, and I definitely feel like he's getting better each and every year, whether that's talking to, you know, the offense or what they want to do, or whether that's talking to the team or talking to the defense. And, you know, everybody, of course, can get better at everything. So we can all get better. I can get better at leadership myself. And, you know, so, you know, I'm definitely excited to see him recover, and hopefully he gets better, and hopefully we can get him in the season, you know, early on.
It wasn't a yes, though. Like, he even asked the question again. We didn't play for you there. He's like, do I believe in leadership style? And then said that.
Yeah, but that's the politically correct answer. I could be better. We could be.
Right?
We could all be better, you know?
That means Beecham don't.
Beecham was straight to the point, man. He's got to grow up. It wasn't like he got to grow up. Like, he's got to, whether it's stop playing the video games, or just, you know, be more accountable and take more responsibility. Stop yelling at your coaches and telling players to calm the blank down. He did. He told Hopkins to calm down. He told Cliff to calm down. It's like, you know, so I think the point is, like, be a leader. Like, be a leader of the team. Not just be yourself, but lead everybody. Calvin Beecham's 100% right. Everybody
yep.
knows it. The only person that's come out to Kyler's defense is his buddy Hollywood Brown. That's it. Hollywood Brown came out. They're boys. They went to college together. And Beecham said, like, he's got all the tools. He does. He has all the tools in the world. The question is, how bad does Kyler Murray want to be great? We'll find out.
The other thing on that front is John Gambadoro is here with us. I guess now Kelvin Beecham, he's a free agent, is not going to be coming back to the Cardinals, right?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the Jets want him.
And he's been there before.
He's been there before. I mean, I think he's a good player, guys. Like, he's versatile. He's never hurt. He plays all the time. A team would be, you don't have to pay a lot of money to get him either, because he's an older player. But I don't know, the Cardinals need offensive linemen. Rodney Hudson's gone. Justin Pugh may not be coming back. Like, you know, they got to start. Now he might be a good patchwork guy for them, but now you've got to question. It's a fair point, Zach. Like, you got to question, did he just burn a bridge? You know, and, you know, would Kyler Murray say, hey, I don't want this guy back? Would there be any bad blood or anything like that? I don't think so. I think guys get over that, but it is a fair question to ask.
The other thing is, too, I was looking at the contract yesterday, because who knows when Kyler gets back on the field. But whenever a player tears his ACL at that position, I always say it takes him like a full year after that to get back to being to really at his best. Like, you look at the dead money, the way that this goes, you're not getting rid of him this year, you're not getting rid of him next year. But if he doesn't come back with really playing at an elite level, like, you look at 2025, it wouldn't shock me if he's no longer on this team.
That's why I didn't want to give up the first round. Next year's first round pick in anything, like, you know, like this year you would. Okay, let's just take the Sean Payton example. I don't want to give up. I wouldn't want to give up this year's first round pick for Sean Payton. It's the number three pick in the draft. But here's the thing: what if Kyler's out 6 or 8 games? I didn't want to give up next year's number one either. Now, again, I don't think Michael Bidwell would have ever spent the money that it would take. But think about what if they're in the same position next year? Kyler comes back. He's not good, and you decide, hey, we're going to move on from him in a year or two. Wouldn't it be wise to hold on to next year's first-round pick? It might be a top-5 pick. And if you had to draft the quarterback, you could.
And especially, wouldn't this be crazy? No wonder why you guys have so much success in Arizona. You go from Josh Rosen, you think that's the guy. Then to Kyler Murray, you think that's the guy. Well, you guys get the number one overall pick next year. Hello, Caleb Williams.
You forgot about Matt Leinart?
Oh, yeah. That's past the statute of limitations, John.
They drafted Matt Leinart in the first round. They said he was the guy. They drafted Jake Plummer in the second round. They thought he was the guy. It's been a terrible. Like, you had a couple of, you know, one-hit wonders. You know, you struck lightning with Carson Palmer and Kurt Warner, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Man, I moved here in 97. Kent Graham, Dave Brown, Sean King, like, it's been really, Josh McCown he wasn't good when he was here. He played under Dave McGinnis. But, man, the quarterback carousel here has been a disaster.
What is it going to take for Hopkins on the market? Like, what do you think what are the Cardinals going to get back for him?
A second-round pick. I don't think you get a first-round pick back.
But I think you take a second-round pick, you get off the contract, save a little bit of cap space. He hired an agent now. He did his own deal last year, but he hired an agent. So he's going to want to restructure with whoever he goes to, just like he did here. Restructure, try to get an extra year or two tacked on with a little extra guaranteed money. But I would – there's no reason for the Cardinals to keep him. There's no reason. They're not going to be good next year. They're going to be bad again. You know, so get a second-round pick and let Monty Austin Ford start the rebuild.
Last thing I'll ask you, we know Kyler won't be ready for week one. Any intel on who's going to be starting for the Cards week one?
I would love it for it to be Jacoby Brissett.
That'd be good.
There's a connection there with Drew Pensing, the offensive coordinator. He's a perfect guy to come in and start 4, 5, 6 games for you. I like Colt McCoy as the backup, but I think Colt McCoy should be the backup for Kyler or the backup if somebody else is. Colt's not a starting quarterback. For a game or two, yeah, but not for 5, 4, 5, 6. So I think Jacoby Brissett would be perfect. That's a name, you know, we've heard a little bit. Whether they would spend that type of money or not, you're probably talking, what, $5 to $7 million to get Brissett?
Gambo, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Great stuff as always.
All right, you guys, Zach, take care.
There you go. John Gambadoro joining us. Does a great job out in Arizona on 98.7. Marco Belletti is here. This has been like the most fun I've ever had doing a show because Hickey was all for 2 months. Bryce Young. And I kept on telling him, there's a chance you're not going to trade up or there's a chance you're not going to get Bryce Young. And now you kind of get like the double whammy where the Panthers trade up. And this is the part we didn't even get into yet, Hickey. Frank Reich is the guy that trades up to that number one pick spot, the old Colts coach. C.J. Stroud, according to Joe Person, probably going to be the pick. So Bryce Young's still there. And he's probably going to the Houston Texans. So it's been a rough last few hours here for Hickey.
Well, I would say this, though, for Rye. One little ray of hope is that they want Stroud. So you could still trade up to 2 and still get the guy that you want. It's possible.
With the Texans?
It's possible.
Oh, imagine if the Texans say, we want all them picks.
It's possible.
Do you think they would ever do that to Texans? Like, Hickey, even with how you've been trying to still weasel your way into Bryce Young, you can't even think that the Texans and Colts are going to make a trade where you get Bryce Young, right?
I don't see that happening. We've had the Vikings and the Lions make multiple trades. I would be very surprised if we have a Texans-Colts swap for the Colts to get Bryce Young.
Look, it's unlikely. I wouldn't sit here and tell you that it's out of the question, though. But let's not make this, you know, Hatfield-McCoys. I mean, it's the Texans and the Colts. It's not like it's, you know, it's not some irreparable damage done between
the Giants and Cowboys or Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the biggest rivalry in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, there can be discussion. If the price is right, I just don't know if the Colts have the stomach to do what they need to do to move up to be able to get to 2.
Let's just entertain that idea for a second. If I'm the Texans, I wouldn't do that because I would be so afraid of the quarterback that I pass up on going to Indianapolis and then being a star.
Yeah, but again, we've seen that before. We've seen teams do that and still, you know, pass up to whatever, and then it can wind up biting you, or it doesn't. If you're going to, you have to do what's right for your franchise. Then the thing for me that with the Texans where I wouldn't want to do it is simply because I need a quarterback, and yeah, I don't want to get trade down. You know, if they weren't looking for a quarterback, like what are you worried about? Like, you know, what's the difference? But I feel like for them, they have to get a quarterback in this draft because I don't see them ponying up the money. I mean, they're not going to go after Lamar Jackson. So what else are you going to do? The idea that I've heard the rumors of Jimmy Garoppolo, like it doesn't compute in the brain. Well, they have to get a quarterback in the draft.
That's what he is pushing. He went from the first hour of the show to it's over, it's done, ding dong, the witch is dead, they're not getting Bryce Young, to then the next hour, it's like, wait, Jimmy G to the Texans, they take Anthony Richardson or pass on a quarterback in the draft, and then 3's available with the Cardinals, and then the Colts move up to 3 to go get Bryce Young. That is what he is on, and then when I pressed him on, he said he only thinks it's like a 25% chance.
I was going to say, I don't see that happening. I also don't see, I mean, for me, like the idea that Jimmy Garoppolo is a viable option with a lot of money for a team, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It doesn't.
I've always said he's an okay quarterback, nothing else more than that.
Right, but he's also, I think a little bit better than okay, but
he's
not
an above average game
but
manager,
that's it, right? And that's fine. But he's also got a ridiculous injury history.
Yeah.
So the idea, and he's going to want big money. So you add all those elements together, what is the market for Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, it doesn't compute in my head when you tell me the same market on Lamar Jackson. Oh, I can't commit $200 million, but I can commit $110 to Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's what a team like the Colts and Raiders should do right now. They should talk to Lamar. They can't talk to him on Wednesday. Make him an offer. You got nothing to lose. I know you're under the belief that the Ravens will just match whatever. You know, at least go that road. You don't have any quarterback that you're going to annoy. Like, some teams may be afraid to make an offer because you may hurt the feelings of your quarterback if you don't get him, blah, 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 blah. Like, tough luck.
If you don't have one, though.
The Raiders don't have one. The Colts don't have one. I'd be making a $200-plus million guaranteed offer to Lamar Jackson. The worst case is that the Ravens just pick it up and you're in the same place you are right now.
Again, I would be of the same mindset. A lot of teams, the only thing, like I said, the only thing that made sense to me in this whole idiocy with the Lamar Jackson situation is the idea that teams feel like no matter what, Baltimore will match.
Yeah.
Mine is something ridiculous where, you know, $330 million guaranteed. I mean, something stupid that nobody's going to touch. And minus that, Baltimore would match. And if that's the idea, you look, I'm not doing your work for you.
Do you think they'll match the fully? If it was 240 fully guaranteed, you think they match that? I don't.
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know, but I get why Lamar Jackson, like everybody keeps saying, like, well, how can you want all this? If Kyler Murray got 189 fully guaranteed and Deshaun Watson got 230 fully guaranteed, if I'm Lamar Jackson, like, why the hell shouldn't I get at least 230
You're
or 240?
Right.
I'm better than both of these guys.
100%.
Why do I have to take less? Why? Like, what is the reason other than you just don't want to give it to me? Because it doesn't really make a lot of sense if that's what the market dictates. And everybody seems to want to put that back in the box that the market doesn't have two guys that have a ridiculous amount of guaranteed money involved that Lamar Jackson wants.
Just real quickly, getting back to the Jack, because then we have to take a break. So I think right now it's going to be Stroud 1, Young 2. Regardless, those two guys are going to be the first two picks in the draft, I would think. The Cardinals then become fascinating at 3. Do you take the best player available, probably Will Anderson, or do you fall back and you have a team move up? But if the Cardinals take Will Anderson at 3, then the Colts are at 4. It's like you take Richardson, you take Levis, do you trade down? Like, what do you do? Those, the picks 3 and 4 are now going to become the most interesting picks in the draft, because 1 and 2, it's just, all right, it's going to be Stroud or it's going to be Young, and then whoever doesn't go 1 is going to end up going 2, I would think.
Yeah, I'm on the mindset of this, and this is something that I think every team needs to keep in mind. Just because you need a quarterback doesn't mean you look at it and you go, well, whoever's in the class, I take the third guy and I'll roll the dice.
You got to be in love with them.
No. If you want a quarterback, you got to go get the quarterback you want.
Yeah.
Same concept with, like, Carolina going to 1. This idea that they haven't made up their mind about who they want.
They did.
That's asinine. If that's the case and you did that, then that's malpractice.
The only team that we've seen it was the 49ers, because the way that it goes, I think they wanted Mac Jones, and then eventually they said, wow, we'll actually go with Trey Lance. I think that was the only time where someone traded up and they did not know who they were taking.
And you know what? That's a bad job.
And it was
then.
Stupid. And look,
that's
how it's playing out right now.
That's a bad job then. You have to know. And I always say this too, like everybody goes, this quarterback class, guess what? I don't get to take all 6.
Yeah.
I get to pick 1. So if I don't like the 1, then I'm not touching any of them, because you don't get a chance to just kind of go through the roulette of this. This is your franchise. This is 2 to 3 years. You make a mistake on a quarterback, it sets you back for 3, 4, 5 years possibly. You can't make those kinds of mistakes, and you can't just go, I'll throw the dart. Can't work like that.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back with a closing bell, wrap things up for a tremendous week of shows.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on The Zach Gelb Show.
If you're a Bears fan, you should be elated. You get the 9th pick in the draft, the 61st pick in the draft this year, first round pick next year, which the Panthers could be a bad football team potentially when you're ushering in a new quarterback, even though I like that roster in Carolina. You have a 2nd round pick in 2025, and then you get DJ Moore. That's a heck of a job. You stick with Justin Fields, you get him a legit number 1 wide receiver, because sorry, it's not Chase Claypool, and you get a bunch more assets to build your team. Stock up to the Bears. Devin McCourty is calling it a career. The 3-time Super Bowl champion had a masterful career ever since getting drafted in the first round out of Rutgers. Love me some D-Mac. Give him a stock up. Brandon Graham. Remember, he told us right before the Super Bowl, he's still going to play a few more years, and that this would not be his last in the NFL. There was a question, maybe it was going to be his last in Philadelphia. Well, he's back with the Eagles on a one-year deal, so give a stock up to BG Brandon Graham. Brock Purdy, we were waiting when he was going to get this elbow surgery. Well, he got it this morning, and the recovery time is about 6 weeks. He could begin throwing in about 6 months, excuse me, is the recovery time. He could begin throwing in 3 months. So Purdy is anticipated to start a throwing progression program in about 3 months per sfgate.com. And then it says the full recovery for the internal brace surgery has long been pegged at around 6 months. And that's lining him up right about week one if it goes to a full 6 months. So maybe he doesn't play week one, but shortly after that. I would still think Trey Lance is going to be the week one starter, but I bet you the leash is going to be short on Trey Lance. But getting the surgery out of the way, good stuff. Stock up to Brock Purdy. Tua Tagovailoa. Goodbye to the Dolphins quarterback conversation for now. They're not going to go bring in Tom Brady. They're not going to trade for Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to go make a run for Lamar Jackson this year. And they locked him in for next year with his fifth-year option getting picked up today. So give a stock up to Tua Tagovailoa. You know me. I got Bucks Luss, the Milwaukee Bucks. What a game last night. They get the victory. And how about Bobby Portis? Bobby. He was sensational up against the Brooklyn Nets, as the Nets are basically like playing nobody in that game. But Bobby Portis goes for 28 points and 13 rebounds. Give a stock up to Bobby Portis. Patrick Ewing out as the Georgetown Hoyas head coach. All we heard was how Patrick Ewing should be a head coach one day and ended up being a disaster at Georgetown. Hate to see it. Give a stock down to Patrick Ewing. Jim Boeheim talked today, and he says he is thrilled to be retired. No one buys that because the university, deservedly so, they forced him out. So I love how Jim is continuing to just lie about this. Give a stock down to Jim Boeheim. And finally, I got to give a stock up to my producer extraordinaire, Hot Take Kiki. You're just a wonderful producer. I love you. You're great. You're awesome. I want you to feel a little bit better after you're starting to realize your team's not getting Bryce Young because the Panthers and Frank Reich paid the price. They may not get Bryce, but then Bryce is going to go to the Texans. So, Kiki, I want you to feel better about yourself. Give you a stock up. And what a show. That was, that could actually, in my 5 years hosting shows here on CBS Sports Radio, I do think that's my favorite show. It's the most fun that I've had. Big thanks to Roman Harper for stopping by, Colin Dunlap, Max Asmus, and John Gambadoro. Good job to each and every one of you. Thank you for calling, listening, and tweeting. We'll be back on Monday when the legal tampering period is underway. Final results, who won the trade? Bears or Panthers? Bears in at 84.2%. Have a great weekend, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace!
BetUS.com is back for our 20th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.